It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Big pay cuts are likely coming for executives at RTD. The transit agency is facing a shortfall of more than $200 million next year. A majority of the RTD board said last night that salary cuts, especially for top earners, will help minimize layoffs. Natalie Menton represents Lakewood on the board.
This plan to reduce at a higher level is justified. It's in the best interest of the riders. It's in the best interest of the district. And I don't think it's too harsh.
More than a dozen RTD executives earn more than $200,000 a year. Denver City Council will hold hearings on next year's budget starting today. Denverite's David Sachs reports that Mayor Michael Hancock has proposed a city budget of $1.3 billion.
The city estimates a shortfall of $190 million due to the pandemic's impact on the economy. So Hancock's big priority is accounting for that gap. His proposal makes cuts to departments citywide. That includes more than $6 million, or nearly 2.5%, from the police department. And while recent protests have called for criminal justice reform and for defunding the police, Hancock insists his decision was not a response to those calls. The mayor also plans to close the city's funding gap by leaving over 400 vacant jobs unfilled. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
The state commission charged with implementing new oil and gas regulations in Colorado continues its rulemaking hearings today. Last week, a majority of commissioners voted in favor of a new 2,000-foot buffer between oil and gas pads and homes. That's four times the usual setback standard currently in place. The commission will hear from oil and gas industry representatives this week, who say a buffer of that size would result in major revenue losses. A final vote is expected later this month. Students at the University of Colorado Boulder have been ordered to stay home because of a rise in COVID-19 cases. The school is cooperating with a county recommendation that students who live in the city quarantine at home for 14 days. It does not apply to faculty or staff. Students can leave their housing only to attend in-person classes, get food or medical care, to go to work, or to take children to school. More than 400 students have already been cited for violating public health orders for things like attending college parties. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.